I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Do you have joint pain and difficulty keeping your balance to avoid falling? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Sitting for extended periods of time can make our muscles weaker and joints stiffer. That's not the case for 75-year-old Antonio Tola, who from dawn to dusk each day never stops herding sheep, chopping wood, or repairing fences in Sardinia. Movement helps prevent the thinning cartilage of the joints and the decreased synovial fluid that provides joint lubrication. Start your day with a walk around the neighborhood, taking a dance class, or signing up for chair yoga, and experience the healthy results. Keep listening for more Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to consider Highway 46 Airport Road undercrossing feasibility. Pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The City of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on Highway 46 East. The agenda for tomorrow's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to to perform the feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needed for the undercrossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Warrero Creek, Union Road, and Airport Road in the 46. Quote, the study is intended to provide the city with objective technical information regarding the viability of undercrossing alternatives and establish a foundation for future transportation planning efforts. The city has been considering making improvements to the Highway 46 East corridor for years, with a currently planned overcrossing at Union Road and the 46, determined to have significant challenges and costs. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. On August 5th and 6th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on southbound U.S. 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the U.S. 101. The southbound side of the freeway will be reduced to just one lane south of the 46 off-ramp. In addition, flaggers will be directing traffic intermittently along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Messages and directional signs will alert travelers in advance of areas under traffic control. Pedestrian and accessibility improvements for Riverside Avenue and Commerce Way. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The city of Paso Robles will begin two infrastructure improvement projects this month. Starting today, the Riverside Avenue Pedestrian Improvement Project will improve pedestrian access between 17th and 21st Streets. This includes ADA-compliant curb ramps and driveway approaches, as well as improvements to connecting sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. Commerce Way will also have work begin Monday, August 10th. This project will address deteriorated pavement between Sherwood Road and Scott Street, alongside pedestrian improvements, pavement repairs, and asphalt resurfacing. Construction for both projects will occur between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Drivers should expect intermittent lane shifts and traffic control measures within the work areas. The southbound U.S. 101 on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita will be closed this week, Monday through Thursday, during working hours. Working hours are 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Crews will be on the site performing culvert repairs. The on-ramp will be opening during the day, and night closures are expected to be completed the morning of August 7th. Travelers wishing to head southbound will need to detour north on El Camino Real towards Atascadero, turn left on Santa Barbara Road, and enter the U.S. 101 south. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to two separate incidents on Saturday, August 1st. The first occurred at about 5:18 p.m. A residential fire broke out on the 2900 block of Vine Street in Paso Robles. Firefighters found smoke and water coming from the front door of the residence as occupants were leaving. They found one bedroom charged with smoke and had some sprinkler activated. The home sustained extensive water damage due to the sprinkler activation, and crews remained on the scene for 2 hours to help with cleanup. The cause of the fire was a candle left unattended in the bedroom. A second fire broke out at the city landfill at about 7:04 p.m. Heavy smoke and fire was coming from the landfill, with a large area of debris actively burning and pieces of heavy equipment threatened by the fire. Firefighters were able to push the flames back and get everything moved prior to full extinguishment. The cause of the fire is currently undetermined. CHP is investigating a death they believe is suspicious. On Friday, July 31st, at about 11:05 a.m., a possible dead body was located on the west shoulder of the U.S. 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. Templeton area CHP officers arrived on the scene, with fire personnel discovering a male lying face down within the dirt shoulder. No personal identification information was found near the scene. CHP Coastal Investigative Services Unit personnel are currently investigating the incident as a suspicious death of an unknown person. Anyone with potential information about the incident is encouraged to contact Detective Jacob Scott at 805-895-8208. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox beat the Dodgers 8-4, the Padres over the Giants 5-4, the Angels shut out the Brewers 3-0, the Tigers shut out the Yankees 11-0, the Yankees beat the Athletics 11-0, the Yankees beat the Cubs 2-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Giants will go against the Rangers, the Dodgers will face the Cubs, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, an F-35 fighter jet crashed on Friday at the Miramar Air Base in San Diego. The exact details of the crash are unknown, but officials confirmed the pilot managed to safely eject themselves and was transported to a local medical facility for evaluation. The pilot was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery. Firefighters responded to the scene to extinguish a vegetation fire that sparked near the crash. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state's minimum wage will rise to $17.40 next year, going into effect January 1st. The state's current minimum wage is $16.90. Newsom's announcement makes reference to Donald Trump, saying, quote, "For years, Trump and Republicans have blocked efforts to raise the federal minimum wage while handing tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. California has chosen a different path." The California Democratic Party's executive board narrowly voted to endorse the billionaire's tax measure. This comes after an earlier vote to endorse it failed, unable to reach a 60% threshold. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Maintaining market access under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is the top priority for the National Sunflower Association, according to Executive Director John Sonbachen.
We've been very involved in trying to get the USMCA agreement, get that renewed, but obviously that didn't happen. Now what we're trying to do is make sure that we stay, you know, involved in the negotiations in any way we can to keep the market access that we have in Canada and Mexico. I mean, there are two biggest export markets. Right now, we have zero duties or tariffs that we face going into those two markets, and obviously we'd like to keep it that way.
National Sunflower Association Executive Director John Sonbachen. In addition, he says they continue to work on the Farm Bill. More than 56,000 farmers could lose access to conservation assistance under the Senate's latest Farm Bill proposal. The plan would temporarily reduce funding for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program by nearly $1.9 billion over 4 years. Lawmakers say the savings would help to launch two new conservation initiatives, the Forest Conservation Easement Program and the State Conservation Assistance Program. While EQIP funding would return to higher levels beginning in 2031, some ag economists warn the temporary cuts could weaken one of USDA's most widely used conservation programs. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Two new UC Davis studies suggest that California's returning gray wolves may be affecting cattle in ways that go beyond confirmed livestock deaths. Researchers collected droppings from the Lassen and Harvey wolf packs in northeastern California during the summers of 2022 and 2023. Cattle DNA was present in 72% of samples, making cattle the most frequently detected food source. Mule deer DNA appeared in 45%. The results do not show whether wolves killed the cattle or scavenged carcasses. Lead author of the study, Tina Saitoni, says livestock make up a major part of the wolves' diet, possibly because California wolves have fewer prey options than populations elsewhere. A separate study examined the stress levels in beef cattle grazing in wolf territory and found cortisol levels 58% higher than cattle from areas without wolves. The next question for the researchers is whether chronic stress could affect consumption rates and ranch profitability. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 53. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Low 90s Wednesday, mid-90s Thursday, upper 90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. The Dow gained 600 points at the open with the focus back to diplomacy in the Iran conflict. Crude oil prices have cooled. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is under $84 a barrel, and West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, is under $80. Data analytics and AI company Palantir reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Palantir shares are up 2%. The Financial Times says Britain's AstraZeneca has held merger talks with Bristol Myers Squibb. AstraZeneca shares are down 6%, Bristol-Myers Squibb up 3.5%. Marriott is lowering expectations for the year, citing the dent in Mideast travel from the Iran conflict, and Marriott shares are down 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
It's Will Kane Country.
The calculation is, did you follow the code? And the other is more simple. This is Trump derangement syndrome, and that is not American left. The entire globe is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, and they see this story as simply Donald Trump pressed the easy button. Ref gave red card, he pulled Trump card, and they're freaking out on that simple basis. That explains, I think, what we're seeing from the world.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is now open in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. They have a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. They're open 7 days a week. That's Ricky's Furniture, now open in the Walmart Shopping Center. All righty, emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are located at 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
No, I love you like I do.
No,
I do.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Al Fonzi. I'll be calling him. He's, of course, in Tennessee. We'll update and be talking about the war in Iran and socialism and other things that whatever pops up. So you might want to start texting. So if you want to ask some questions, I can have them ready for Al on the text. Okay, and then Susanna will be here in the 1 o'clock hour. Don't know what she has lined up just yet. All right, on the text, it says, I'm listening from Europe as I write this text. I visited all socialist countries. The people I spoke with about the USA, they envy our system. I asked about their taxes, and we pay more when we include California and federal taxes. They envy our freedoms of elevating lifestyles, class, and bettering ourselves. It also obviously control the news they watch, meaning the countries, I assume, there. So there you go with that. Okay. Let's see here. And have this. The FlockMe cameras are coming under a little bit of heat. And then you had something else that we will get to. And this has to do with something that most of us probably do at least once, maybe twice a week, depending on several things. And that is your grocery stores. And like a lot of things now, it comes down to age and maybe something else. Now, Chris, if you remember last hour, I asked about the grocery store.
Yes, my answer was a lack of self-checkout is what annoys me about a grocery store.
Okay. Now, this is a kind of a trend because probably no surprise, a recent survey has found that 62% of shoppers age 65 plus prefer cashier over the self-checkout. Now, why do you prefer the self?
Because I can go faster than any cashier can.
Okay.
That's just simple. It's just speed.
All right. Anything else that you having to do with this? Because the technology-driven shopping is among the biggest complaints. Again, that's for those born between 1946 and 64. Now, I've only used a self-checkout, I think, once or twice. And I don't know what I thought about it. And it was okay. I've never really thought about the time, although I'm assuming that you still run into clowns that either don't know how to do it or they don't have anything ready when they're there, so you're waiting, right?
Correct. Or people who are on the slower side, but hey, good thing there's, you know, a couple self-checkouts, so if their one isn't free, then a few others will probably be soon.
Okay. All right. Again, but you can't go through them with alcohol.
Correct.
All right. So that would be one thing, but now the boomers are saying, they're talking about the lack of human interaction. And I guess some are also, which I guess this comes with age, that you just want to complain about everything, is that the people aren't bagging things for you. Now, you know, when I saw that, I thought, that is a sign of getting really old and senile, isn't it? You're complaining because they don't bag for you. I could care less. And I'm sure what they would find, or not they, but people would then complain is, well, they didn't put things in the bag the right way. And plus, supposedly, not having the baggers is supposed to save you money. I think that's what, you know, when Food for Less started, that was going to be, that was one of the selling points. Okay. And apparently, Chris, do you have problems finding products?
Not most of the time, no.
Okay. Now, again, this is apparently the boomers, the searching for products has become an issue. That may have something to do with their memory. I don't know. Any grocery store I go into, I find it pretty easy to where they have things, you know, marked, you know, in the aisles, what's there.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, after you go to the same one once or twice, maybe more for some, you kind of know where things are anyway. Now, they do from time to time, for whatever reason, they will change things. And God help people when that happens, because they go nuts. They can't find anything.
I mean, I struggled for a little bit at Smart and Final when some of the layout was changed, so I'm one of those, but I don't make a big fuss out of it. I'm just like, okay, well, I'll have to remember that things are here now.
Yeah, you figured it out, okay? Many of the baby boomers say digital coupons put shoppers without smartphones at a disadvantage.
Okay, I can 100% agree on that one, and I think it's annoying.
Okay, so I've never used one. How does that go?
All right, so this comes with a story. My mom asked me, Smart and Final has, or maybe I shouldn't name the store. This grocery store has Gatorades for a discounted price, but you need a mobile phone to go and get it. Can you buy it for us and we'll give you the money for it because you need a digital coupon? I said, okay. So I have to download the app myself. I have to make an account. And then I presume that I just let the employee scan my membership and hopefully the discount would apply automatically. But no, you have to find the coupon in the app. You have to clip the coupon in the app. Then they have to scan it. And I was just thinking, why not just apply the damn discount? That's my most that's the most boomer energy you'll get out of me for the next week.
All right. So it was a pain in the neck.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Was it worth it? The discount?
I'd say so. It was a pretty decent discount. Okay. And now that I know how to do it once, it's going to be a lot easier in the future. And I know what to expect. It was just frustrating because I didn't know what to expect in the store. So I was just standing there awkwardly in line trying to figure out what the heck I was doing wrong. And, you know, the lady at the register didn't know how it worked either. And I don't blame her because if I worked in a grocery store, like at a retail store, I wouldn't know the ins and outs of every little thing on our app, especially if I don't come across it every day. So she had to call someone over and be like, how's he supposed to do this again?
Okay. Well, I've never used one of those. I never sign up for any of those things. Would you like to, I forget what they're called. And a lot of the boomers, again, this is from 1946 to 65, and, you know, having to bag their own groceries, and I guess in some instances they say the shopping carts aren't convenient, when I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. It's a damn shopping cart. Use it. Also, many of the boomers, I don't know why, because they don't have to buy them. They don't like generic products. If you don't like a generic product, don't buy it. I find that...
Is that referring to, recognizable brands like Kraft and Oreo, or the generic products, store-made ones?
Yeah. All right. In some cases, in most cases, I'll just call it generic product is cheaper. And again, with a couple of exceptions, I don't notice a lot of difference in the taste.
Me neither. Like, some of those things are way, way cheaper than the big name brands. They taste just fine to me. Like Oreos, for instance, I could get them like $4 or $5 cheaper from a store brand, and they taste just fine. It's just chocolate cookies and cream.
Right. It's not. you'll find this out as you get older, you get more set in your ways, and obviously, the human instruction. It's okay. What I don't see on this at all, in this survey, is about the people being dopes, and I'm not talking about the cashiers. I'm talking about just the people in the store. You know, they're not looking where they're going, and you know, my favorite is they get up in line. They're standing there for 5 minutes. And then after everything is rung up, okay, it's going to cost you X amount. Then somebody starts to pull out their wallet or purse. Why didn't you have the damn thing ready? Just things like that. But other than that, let's see here. Self-checkout. If I'm going to use self-checkout, doing the checkout clerk's job, I should get a discount on the price. Well, isn't that they have cashiers, so I don't know what the price difference is in the cash at a store that has all that. But Chris, don't they generally have somebody from the store standing there near the self-checkout to help people?
Sometimes, yes. Some have more than others. Like, I know Costco, for instance, has got like two or three people standing nearby, and then places like Home Depot, they'll usually, you know, assist you right away, even if you don't ask for it at the self-checkout, which, you know, fine with me. Other places, one person's just standing there at the edge, or sometimes nobody's there and they have to be called over.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want, for those that want more human contact, that means they're going to have to hire more people. And that would mean that the cost would probably go up. And if you don't like generic brands, don't buy them. Okay? Not that big a deal. Let's see here. Dear Kevin, there is now a Flock camera installed on 10th Street in San Miguel. These are put in without public input by city councils and advisory boards. We are rapidly turning into surveillance state China. Do people remember the COVID experiment when when Canada froze truckers' bank accounts? Yes, we should remember that. Let me see here. 10th Street in San Miguel. I haven't, it's not that I'd be looking for it, but I'm going to have to try to remember when I go through there this afternoon. 10th Street in San Miguel. Okay. Flock cameras. All right, another Flock camera. Flock Safety is one of the largest automated license plate readers vendors in the United States. Their cameras are installed for police departments, businesses, and HOAs. Captured vehicle data is uploaded to Flock's cloud system. When participating agencies can reach and share information across jurisdictions. The problem with these types of cameras is that any citation... The problem with these type of cameras is that any citation isn't issued to the driver. It's issued to the registered owner vehicle, whether they were driving or not. These types of tickets are not easy to fight. Well, as I mentioned, if there's even a 10% inaccuracy on these cameras, a lot of people won't fight it because it's a pain in the neck. So you're guilty. Totally agree with Chris with the digital coupons. This is I think it is discriminatory to those that cannot figure out how the process to obtain the coupon or don't have a smartphone to even obtain the app. Well, okay, Chris, so you're really good using cell phones and all that stuff. So even you thought that this was a pain in the neck. So
it wasn't self-evident what the process was. Like, it's very simple in hindsight, but it's a lot less simple than physically having a coupon and handing it to the cashier. You know, having to install the app, make an account. I mean, those are easy steps, but it's a lot of steps. Then go on, search for the coupon that you want, digitally clip it, which I think is stupid, and then they scan your barcode.
Okay, so the reason they would go away from the coupon, the one that you hand there, would be what? So they have that information once you have it on your phone?
Collecting information can certainly be one of them. Also, just, you know, now they don't have to worry about the printing cost, whatever that was, or distribution, you know, mailing it out to you. Now that I have, you know, the app on my phone, I get notifications every day about new deals. Got to keep you coming back.
So
more.
Right. All right. So again, they are tracking, or at least doing what they, so that's the intent.
Yeah. I mean, I can turn those notifications off, but obviously they want them on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you never use it, you're not going to have to worry about it, I assume. Again, the assumption is that once you have it, now you say you can turn it off, or can you delete it completely?
You can turn off the notification so they won't bug you about it. But if you have logged into it, if you've used it once, they have some information. They've got your first name, they've got your last name, they've got your email. And, you know, I guess they'll send stuff to your email, too. It doesn't matter. Even if you uninstall it, they have that information. It's probably ways to, you know, no longer give them permission to use it. What those steps are, I don't know, because I don't care.
Well, on some of the sites, at least on the general email that we get on our computer, is it'll be, you go to the bottom, it'll say unsubscribe.
Yes.
Okay, so I've never gotten those coupons, and so I don't know if you can just simply do that. But again, you still have some choices left, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, good morning.
Kevin?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, I go to a really nice grocery store that they do the digital stuff, and even though I don't have digital, they'll pull out a card and they'll give you the low price. It's Ralph's in San Luis Obispo, but all the other stores they won't give you a good price that I've noticed most of them.
Well, what do you mean? Give us an example of what you're talking about, a good price, and they pull out this coupon or whatever.
Well, I'll go down and I'll buy a 12-pack of beer. Now I drink now, and there'll be a real good digital price on it. And you take it to the register, and you tell them, well, I'll say, I don't know if this is just a regular sale price or a digital sale price. And if it's a digital sale price, they'll give you the digital price, even though you don't have a smartphone or digital.
Okay, so how do you know that you get a discount for digital? Is there something in the advertising or there on the display floor?
Yeah, it's on the price of the display floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it'll say whatever, you know, whatever price or discount with digital coupon or something?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I go up to the register and I'll say I don't have digital or the means to do that, and they'll pull out a little card, I guess it's like a little credit card, and they'll give you the digital price.
Okay.
Oh, and then you've talked about that some places want to see your ID every time you buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, that isn't a law. The people, because there's only one place that I've been to, grocery store, where I go to where they want to do that, and all the other ones don't want to do that. The one that does it, they just want your information and they're just being nosy, in other words.
Well, I know it's not necessarily law. It's primarily company policy.
Yeah, company policy, because they're trying to sell, they're selling your information to somebody. That's what I figure.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm not sure about that, because I go to the same Saturday mornings. I go to the same, and it's generally the same lady that checks me out, and I have my ID ready. I think it's foolish, but I do understand that it is company policy, because she knows, you know, but the company has cameras, and they can tell if a cashier does not ask for an ID for somebody for alcohol. I mean, you go in there, you got, you know, 70-year-old men buying some wine, and once in a while you'll run across one who gets a little irritated that he has to show his ID. And it is a little ridiculous, but the cashiers don't want to do it. They're just told they have to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's not the cashier's fault. It's the company's fault, because they're trying to make an extra 10 cents selling the information that Kevin Will bought a 12-pack, and they're selling that to the information companies. That's what I think's going on.
Okay. Well, one thing, a little correction there, Daffy. I would never buy a 12-pack.
Really?
That's
you like them in the cases, huh?
I was going to say 12 packs are for amateurs.
Yeah. Oh, I was sorry I didn't buy the 30 pack yesterday at Ralph's. Yeah,
okay.
I'm drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon now, and they had
there you go.
30 pack for $20. And so, oh, I sure like Pabst Blue Ribbon. It was brewed in St. Louis, Missouri, but it originally started in Milwaukee, 1844, and oh, is it a good beer, and 4.7%.
Oh, yeah, little PBR. I remember it well. All right, Daff, we're up against the clock. I got to go.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Heading this way, I think we are. Oh, yeah.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Southbound US 101 on-ramp at Highway 58 in Santa Margarita will be closed this week, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Crews will be on-site performing culvert repairs. The on-ramp will be open during the day. Travelers wishing to head southbound during the closure times will need to detour north onto El Camino Real towards Atascadero and enter the 101 on Santa Barbara Road. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to two separate incidents on Saturday, August 1st. The first was on the 2900 block of Vine Street. An unattended candle started a fire in a bedroom, activating the home sprinkler. No one was injured. The second fire was at the city landfill, with heavy smoke coming from a large area of debris. The fire threatened heavy equipment nearby before it was pushed back and extinguished. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump giving peace talks a chance today with Iran after pulling back the biggest attack since World War II.
Did you see how it is? We're ready to go anytime we want. Would I rather make a deal? I'm not looking to kill people.
And Gulf states were concerned about Iran retaliating against their oil fields. Oil prices falling below $80 a barrel. Look for a shift in the Senate if Darlene Graham wins the full-term Senate seat of her late brother Lindsey, telling Fox.
Lindsey was probably much more focused on national security. And I know that's important, but I'll probably be focused more on affordability. What matters to the families in South Carolina.
She has President Trump's endorsement in the GOP special Senate primary next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Hutch Heating and Air. Sunny today, highs in the mid to upper 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid 50s. We'll cool down a little bit for you Tuesday and Wednesday with highs expected in the low 90s. And we'll say low to mid 90s on Thursday, upper 90s on Friday and Saturday, low 90s Sunday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:13 a.m., 8:06 p.m. We are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. All right, a reminder, the committee is still looking for help from the public to honor our fallen World War II Bearcats with the memorial that they're upgrading there at War Memorial Stadium. And you can help out by sending a check directly to the high school, but please make sure that you say that it's dedicated to the new memorial. All righty, and you can go online and look up about this committee and their job and so forth. It's a beautiful memorial, absolutely beautiful memorial, and they hope to have it up by the first home game. All right, also, food truck weekends at Atascadero Lake Park. Now through September 27th from 12 to 4, and enjoy the park or cruising around the lake in paddle boats or walking around the lake or fishing. Stop by and grab a tasty snack or lunch from one of their amazing local food trucks. And let's see here. Again, it's now through the end of September. Food truck weekends at Atascadero Lake Park with the City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo present that. So something else to look forward to as you're heading out over to the beautiful lake in Atascadero. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, time for birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy birthday
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Let's check out our local celebrities. We have Mary Tucker Kalar, Michelle Robinson, Adam Sherwin, Dylan Bowes, Leslie Ivins, Cameron Creamer, Cindy Miller, John Green, Jerry Desmond, something close enough, Crystal Franks, Patricia Scholes, Maria Peck, David Hill, Nick Weber, says air hugs from Barbara. All right, and all right, Jim and Annette Copley. Happy birthday and happy anniversary on my right-hand side. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Ernie Pyle, the reporter, 1900. Sniper bullet there in 1945. Mr. Scopes, the monkey trial teacher from Louisville, 1900, 1970. Ooh, I love the name. Dolores Del Rio. Oh, man. Ooh, 1904, 1983. From the Jordanaires, Gordon Stoker, 1924-2013. Tony Bennett, 1924-2023. We have one of the greats, Lance Allworth, Bambi, 1940. Martin Sheen, 1940. From the Shirelles, Beverly Lee, 1941. Martha Stewart, 1941. From the Group War, bass singer B.B. Dickerson, 1949-2021. Director John Landis, 1950. Hockey great Marcel Dion, 1951. Jay North, Dennis the Menace, 1951. He passed away last April in 2025. Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats, 1961. Also on the list, a pretty good baseball player, Kevin Elster, 1964. Rod Beck, pitcher, 1968. Troy Glaus, really good third baseman primarily with the Angels, 1976. Onward we go. Good running back, Todd Gurley, passing away on this day. Who do we have? That's a very good question. Lonnie Anderson, I didn't know she died. Last August on this day, 2025, my goodness. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the novelist, 2008. Lenny Bruce passed away in 1966. Goodrich, Mr. Goodrich, BF, 1888. That's it. All right. Going to the top of the list today. NFL records. Most games with 200-plus receiving yards, tied with Calvin Johnson. Fastest to 5,000 career receiving yards. Fastest to 6,000 career receiving yards. Fastest to 7,000, 8,000. Most receiving yards in first 50 games. Most receiving yards in first 75 games. Most touchdown receptions, 70-plus. 12 all-time, most consecutive seasons, TD receptions, tied with many, and on and on and on we go. This guy was good. I mean, he was that good, and he was just a fantastic athlete coming out of the University of Arkansas, and he did everything on the football field, just a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. I'll tell you what, now again, for his career, he averaged, I'll just round it off, 19 yards per reception. And think about, again, the era that he played in. It was running football. He managed 85 receiving touchdowns and over 10,000 yards and 542 receptions. They called him Bambi because of the way he could run. And also he had pretty big brown eyes and stuff like that. Just a phenomenal. They used to call the position flanker way back then. One of the greats, Lance Allworth, goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. CHP is investigating a death they believe is suspicious. A body was found Friday, July 31st at about 11.05 a.m. on the west shoulder of the US 101 near Vineyard Drive in Templeton. A male was lying face down on the dirt shoulder and no personal identification information was found near the scene. On August 5th and 6th, from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., travelers on southbound US 101 near Theater Drive will encounter lane closures. Crews will be removing a dead tree from the side of the roadway, and flaggers will also be directing traffic along Theater Drive in front of the Target Shopping Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Lance Allworth was also a track star. He ran the 109.6 and the 221.2. That's way back when. Three-time academic All-American at Arkansas, and a degree in marketing, and also was a pre-law student. Lance Allworth, Bambi, to the top this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.